Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and my sisters, we are living in troubling times. Every day that we wake up, it seems like a new trouble has showed up in many of our lives. I know that we sing with great fervor the song that was written and sung by the late Reverend Timothy Wright, that song that says, "I'm so glad that trouble don't last always." But for some of us, it seems like trouble is taking its good old time to leave us alone. Am I right about it? Trouble is everywhere. And let me tell you something about trouble. Trouble is non-discriminating. Trouble invades the life of the rich, the poor, the white, and people of color. Troubles come to the well-educated as well as the low-educated. Trouble affects everyone. Jesus, while here on earth, told his disciples that in this life, you will have trouble. And you and I can be sure this morning that Jesus is always right. Trouble is everywhere. Trouble has been ushered into our lives by the coronavirus pandemic. Trouble has been ushered into our lives from loss of economic security. Some of our troubles are from worrying how our bills will be paid. Some of our trouble stems from having to deal with hopeless husbands and whiny wives. Some of our trouble is the result of now having to live 24/7 with restless and rebellious children. And some of our troubles as an African American people, they continue as a result of racism and injustice. I tell you, New Providence and friends, that again we are living in some troubling times. In our scriptural text this morning, we find the nation of Israel and their king, David, experiencing some troubling times. Troubling times was not a new thing for the nation of Israel. As a result of their failing to obey God and keep his commandments and his statutes, the nation of Israel found themselves in and out of trouble. Yes, my brothers and sisters, they were God's people. But they were at times, as God's people, a rebellious people. And God would allow trouble to show up on their doorsteps in order to chastise them for their wrongdoing and to bring correction to them. And I wonder, New Providence and friends, with all the trouble that is in our world today, that maybe, just maybe, God is trying to correct us of our wicked ways. Maybe he is trying to get our attention and remind us that we are not in charge of our own lives, but we must answer to him about the way we live. King David and the nation of Israel in our text are experiencing some troubling times. But notice with me that David, in our text for today, recites or records the prayers of the nation of Israel for him during their troubling times. That's right, that's right. The nation of Israel prays for their king, King David, in the time of trouble. Well, somebody might be asking, why, Pastor Wood, did the nation do this? Well, let me make some suggestions. Maybe the nation prayed for David, their king, because they understood that the welfare of a people is directly connected to the well-being of its leader. Let me say that again. Let me say that again. Maybe the nation of Israel prayed for David, their king, because they understood that the welfare of a people is directly connected to the well-being of its leader. As the king of Israel, the people may have recognized that the decisions that King David made about war, about the economy, and the equitable treatment of all who would directly, that with all his decisions, would directly affect them as a nation. They may have also thought that it was important to pray for the leader because they knew that David was a man of prayer. Maybe they were convinced that David had a personal relationship with God and that he regularly talked with God. So, since our leader prays to God, we'll pray for our leader. And maybe they believed that David wanted more than a photo opportunity holding the word of God like our president did. But they knew that King David had a strong desire to lead the nation in the things of God. So, the text tells us that the nation of Israel prays for their king, their leader, David. And let me say right here, there are many people today who really believe that our president, Donald Trump, is a Christian, a believer in Jesus Christ. Many believe that President Trump has a personal, intimate relationship with God. Now, to me, Nathaniel Jeffrey Wood, this is suspect. Why is it suspect, Pastor Wood? It would seem to me that if our leader, our president, had a personal relationship with God, that he would have by now called the nation to prayer in the troubling times that are upon us. If he was truly a believer and in fellowship with God, he would have certainly by now called on the believers to pray for him that he may lead us in the way that we should go. Listen to me, and listen good. A true Christian leader knows that they need God's divine presence and God's divine help to guide them in their decision making. Am I right about it? And listen, I have not heard a supposed to be Christian president ask for prayer or lift before us the need for prayer in our troubling times. Just maybe, some of the troubles that we are facing in America stems from a leader and governmental leadership who is out of touch with God and fails to consult God before they act. Listen, the nation of Israel prays for their leader in the time of trouble. Now, New Providence and friends, I must admit that I am guilty of not praying for our nation's leadership as I ought to. And guess what? I am not alone. Now, I haven't been praying for them, but I have done a lot of complaining. But I admit that I have not done enough praying for our leadership. And I am not talking about praying for our president's demise. But I'm talking about praying that our president and leadership get into a right relationship with God. As I stated earlier, that the welfare of a people is connected to the well-being of their leader. So, if I expect my leaders to do right, if I expect my leaders to be equitable, I must pray that they first recognize the importance of having a personal, intimate relationship with God. Listen, without the presence and guidance of God in a person's life, a person will run swiftly down the road of trouble and eventually destruction. Without God's presence, a man or woman will lean to their own understanding and think that whatever they do and whatever they say is right. Without God's presence, a nation's hopes to be great again is lost. So, Israel, in our text, prays for their leader during troubling times. Listen to the words that they prayed. They prayed that the Lord would answer David's prayer for them in the day of trouble. They pray that as their leader, that God would defend King David. They prayed that God would send King David help from on high. And then they prayed that God would strengthen David that he may not falter or fail during troubling times. And New Providence and friends, it is my hope that during the troubling times that we are currently living in, that as your pastor and leader, I pray, I hope that you are praying for me that God will answer my prayers for you, that God will continue to shield and protect me, that God will send me help from on high, and that God will strengthen me so that I may not falter during these troubling days. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that I desperately need your prayer. I need you to keep me lifted up before the Lord. Why? Let me tell you the reason why. Because I want to do right. Did you hear what I said? I want to do right. I want to lead you right. I want to clearly communicate with you what thus saith the Lord. I want you to see in my life that no matter what troubles may come, that you can still trust in the Lord. Oh, New Providence and friends, I need your prayers. And so the Israelites pray for King David in the time of trouble. And in the first five verses of Psalm 20, we find their prayers recorded. Now, I told you that in the beginning verses of our text, that David records the prayers that are spoken on his behalf by the nation. But when we get to verse 6, there's a twist. The first five verses are the people's prayers for King David. But when we get to verse 6, David responds to his nation's prayer requests for him in the time of trouble. Listen what David says. David says, "Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. I know that he will answer him from his holy heaven. I know that he will save with the strength of his right hand." In other words, David personally confirms to the nation that he knows that God will show up and rescue them in times of trouble. David, in essence, says, "Yes, I am a witness that our God will help us in the time of trouble." I said, David says, "I know that God will be a present help in the time of trouble." David, in reflecting over his life, might have thought about the times that he had faced trouble and how God delivered him out of his troubles. David might have thought about the time while as a young shepherd boy tending his father's sheep, when lions and bears would come to attack the sheep, how God gave him the power to protect the sheep and himself from being devoured. Maybe David thought about the times that as a young man that he stood up and fought the Philistine giant named Goliath, and how God used him to slay Goliath with just a slingshot and a stone. Maybe David thought about the times that God had rescued him from King Saul's attacks. So David says, "Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed." And the reason why I know is because I have some past experiences that prove that God is a very present help. And New Providence in friends, in these troubling times that we are living in. Let me quickly remind you that you, just like King David, have some proof that God has helped you through trouble and out of troubles in your past. Am I right about it? Listen to me good. Just take a moment and think about some of the troubles that God has already brought you out of. Think about the times when God made a way out of no way for you. Just think about the times when God opened doors that were shut on you. Think about the times when God healed your body when you were sick. Think about the times when God supplied your need when you needed it the most, and how God protected you from utter destruction. Listen, if you look carefully back over your life, every one of us watching today have proof that God has been good to us. David says, I know that God has helped me in the time of trouble. Then David says to the nation, listen, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. David tells the nation that they should not be like the other nations that are around them. David says that they trust in their military might to save them in times of trouble. In other words, the nations around them trust in secondary causes to deliver them in times of trouble. And let me say right here, somebody watching me today or listening, stop depending on secondary causes to deliver you out of your troubles. Did you hear what I said? Let me say it again. Stop depending on secondary causes to deliver you out of your troubles. Well, what are you talking about, Pastor Wood? I'm glad you asked. What are some secondary causes? I'm talking about government loans and government aid. I'm talking about stimulus checks and depending on other people as the way out of your troubles. Oh, come on. Don't get mad with me. Don't get mad with me. Listen, the government and other people have their troubles too. So David tells them that some trust in chariots and some in horses. But David tells the nation of Israel, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. David reminds the nation that they have been given a name that they can depend on in the time of trouble. And my brothers and my sisters who are watching and listening to me today, let me remind you that if you are a born again believer, that you too have been given a name to use in the time of trouble. David tells the nation in verse 7 that they need to remember that their God has given them a name. Now, my brothers and sisters, God's name speaks of his nature. God's name speaks of his reputation. And God's name speaks of his character. David reminds the nation that in the time of trouble, that they ought to think about God's nature, God's reputation, and his character. You see, God had already demonstrated to the nation of Israel that they could trust in his name. He had already proven to them that he was Jehovah. He was the independent and self-existent one. He already proved that he was the great I am. God had already proved to them that he was Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. He already proved to them that he was Jehovah Shalom, that he was the God of peace. He already proved to them that he was Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. He already, Lord have mercy, proved to them that he was Jehovah Nisi. He was the God who was their banner in victory. He already proved to them that he was El Shaddai, the Almighty God. And he already proved to them that he was Elohim, the God of strength and the God of power. God had already demonstrated to them that they could trust in his name. But as I go to my seat this morning, I want to remind somebody watching today that in the time of trouble, that you have some help. In the time of trouble, we have a name that we can call on in the time of trouble. I said that we have some help available. David lets us know where our help comes from. David says, I will lift up mine eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. He said, my help, I said, my help comes from the Lord. And I don't know about you, but there is no other name under heaven given to man whereby we must be saved. What's that name? Jesus. Jesus is the name we can call on in the time of trouble. Jesus is a very present help in the time of trouble. And I don't know about you, but I'm so glad. I said, I'm so glad that God has given us a name to call on in the time of trouble. Are you in the midst of trouble? I know you are. I dare you to call on the name of the Lord. But I can tell you this, he'll come. I said he'll come to your rescue. He'll deliver you through your troubles and out of your troubles. He will take care of you. But the question today is, will you call upon the name of the Lord in times of trouble? Will you allow him to be your help? Will you not depend upon others and other things, secondary causes, to be your way of deliverance? But will you first put your trust in God?
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.